Here is an exercise that will assist you in your deliberate creating. Take three separate pieces of paper, and at the top of each page, write one thing that you want. Now take your first paper, and beneath the subject of what you are wanting, write, "These are the reasons that I want this." Write whatever comes to your mind, whatever flows forth naturally. Do not try to force it. And when nothing more comes, you are complete for now. Turn the paper over and begin writing at the top of the paper, "These are the reasons that I believe that I will have this that I want." The first side of your paper is enhancing what you are wanting. The first side of the equation. The second side of the paper is enhancing your belief that you will have it. And as you have written why you want what you want and why you know that you will have what you want, you have set forth and are now expecting and therefore will receive the subject of your wanting. All that is necessary is that you want it and keep expecting it until you have it and it will be yours. In this exercise, we are encouraging that you select only three things that you are wanting, for there will be more power of focus. Eventually, once you are understanding the process, you will be able to simultaneously create in many directions. Before you will experience something in your physical life experience, you must first give thought to it. Your thought is the invitation, and without it, it will not come. We are encouraging intentional deciding of what is wanted, and then intentional giving of thought to those things that are wanted, while you are intentionally not giving thought to those things that are not wanted. And in suggesting this, we encourage that you set forth some time in every day where you sit and intentionally bring together your thoughts into a sort of vision of what you are wanting in your life experience. We have been referring to this time as your workshop for deliberate creating. If we were to say, go now and begin to envision yourself in the life experience that you are wanting, many of you would have a difficult time doing it, for you have not been intentionally collecting data in which to work upon in your workshop. By collecting data, what we are encouraging is that in every day, as you are getting out of bed, that you set forth an intention that no matter what you are doing in this day, no matter who you are interacting with in this day, that you will let your dominant intention be to look for things that you like. Whatever it is that you see, with whoever you are interacting with, if you are intending to look for things that you like, then you will be effectively and deliberately collecting data. Tomorrow, when you decide to take 15 or 20 minutes to go to your workshop, which is the place where all deliberate creating begins, you can bring together the combinations of that data to begin envisioning yourself in your life as you want to be. We have told you that your thoughts are magnetic. But we are wanting to add a point of clarification here, and you will be relieved as you hear this, for we are wanting you to know that while every thought has creative potential, that the thoughts that do not have great emotion at same time are not bringing into your experience with any sort of speed the subject of your thought. In other words, that which you are emotional about, whether it is positive emotion or negative emotion, those thoughts are quickly manifesting into your physical experience. The emotion that you feel is your communication, letting you know that you have now accessed the power of the universe. That power from the universe comes forth when you are clearest in your thought. If you go to a horror movie, and as you are sitting there in the theater looking upon the screen at all of the detail that is offered with the color and the sound, you are at that time in a negative workshop. For as you are envisioning all of that that you do not want to see, the emotion that you feel is your inner being saying to you, you are seeing something that is so vivid that the universe is now offering power unto it. When you leave the theater, fortunately, you usually say it was only a movie, and so you do not expect, you do not believe it will happen to you, and so you do not complete the second part of the equation. You have given thought to it with emotion, and so you have created it, but you do not allow it into your experience because you do not really expect it. However, as you are walking out, if your friend says to you, it may only be a movie, but it happened to me, then you may begin pondering that thought, and you may bring yourself to belief or expectation that that will happen to you, and then it will.